Reflection for Holy Thursday. Our Gospel is taken from John chapter 13, verses 1 to 15. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He had always loved those who were his in the world, but now he showed them how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist. He then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, why are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At the moment you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you are." He knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "Though not all of you are." When he had washed their feet and put on his clothes again, he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example that you may copy what I have done to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Clearance was yesterday's word. As we prepared for the Eucharist, connection and cleansing are the words today as we celebrate the graciousness of Christ's nourishing presence. We often say, "I can stand on my own two feet." Usually this is a proclamation of independence. At its worst, it means, "I am not connected to anyone. I will use my gifts and talents as I please." It was to arrest this instinct for autonomy that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. The ancient Greek fathers taught the disciples were much more than 11 individuals. They were representative of us all. Each one had a special attribute or virtue. For example, Peter, management ability. John, capacity for intimate love and friendship. James, idealism and zealous sense of justice. Matthew, balanced intellect. Philip, charming personality, able to put others at ease. Nathaniel, a guileless man, dedicated to truth, and so on. There is an aspect of good manager in us too. We also possess the characteristic of John, capable of intimate love and friendship. To one degree or other, all of us have all these virtues. But we cannot enjoy them or practice them unless they are connected to Christ. We must be cleansed of the selfish use of every one of these capacities. Otherwise, the good manager becomes a busybody. The instinct for intimacy becomes manipulator. The idealist becomes a chronic griper. The sharp intellect sours to cynicism. All our gifts get ruined when we presume to live independently of Christ's law of love. To receive the Eucharist as we should, we must let Jesus reconnect with us. We must let him wash our feet. Let us pray. Jesus, this day is dedicated to your action on me. I want to really feel all of the ways that you love me. Then, when I receive your body and blood, I will be able to use my talents well because they have been cleansed by you. I will be connected to the real purpose of my life and to the purpose of all the gifts you have given me. Amen.